The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally, it's also on my desk. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. We're in the measles business. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Yeah, we keep reporting on measles. And I have to say,
but there's more and more to report.
Oh, there's much more to report. And this is actually breaking news. I know every 15 seconds there's breaking news.
But
this
is actually, logo.
This is actually a big deal. Connecticut appears close to becoming only the fourth state in the nation to strike down religious exemptions against getting vaccinated. So right now, Connecticut, like 49 other states, the other 49, allow children to attend school even though they decline to get vaccinated because of a medical condition. So that's one exemption. 47 states, that's everybody except California, Mississippi, and West Virginia. Don't ask me why those three, but there they are. So 47 states, including Connecticut, allow children, their parents, and guardians to refuse to vaccinate students because of their religious beliefs. That's where we are now. But Connecticut's Democratic Party, which dominates the legislature, seems to have more than enough votes to strike down the religious exemption for all students. That's all public schools, all private schools, beginning in kindergarten. Christine Stewart, she's a terrific editor-in-chief of the website Connecticut News Junkie. That's ctnewsjunkie.com. Check it out. It's a wonderful source of news on what's happening in the state. She told me that Democratic leaders could vote on the exemption at any moment before the end of the legislative session, which runs until June 5th. In fact, Stewart said to me, so quote unquote, the Democrats could pass the bill on Monday. You know, who knows? So anyway, Democrats certainly seem to have the votes, and Governor Lamont seems ready to sign it. Now, two recent events cleared the way. There's a new commissioner of health, and she came from Washington State, where there was a severe outbreak of measles. So she's well aware of the measles danger, which is potentially deadly to children, especially. So anyway, the new commissioner has posted, the first time in Connecticut history, has posted the vaccination rates online for all public and private schools with more than 30 students. That's K through 12. And the results, I have to say, shocked a lot of people. More than 100 Connecticut schools have vaccination rates below the 95% standard set by the CDC. That's the Federal Centers for Disease Control, CDC. And that includes 36 schools with kindergarten rates under 90% and 6 under 80%. Now, at 95% and above, a school would achieve what's called community immunity. Some people call it herd immunity, H-E-R-D, herd immunity. But I think of, you know, a bunch of cows, and I don't like herd immunity.
All right, one way or the other, community immunity or herd immunity is essentially, you know, you get X amount, you get X percentage covered, and you're going to be okay-ish.
That's right. And what's really critical about a community immunity is that you achieve it in the schools, because the virus spreads faster in schools than it does anywhere else. You know, think about it. You've got these classrooms, you've got a library, you've got auditoriums, and the disease is so contagious, but the most contagious virus on earth. And just someone coughs, someone sneezes, they don't realize they're not symptomatic for the first 4 days, so they don't realize that this little flu-like feeling they might be getting is actually the measles. Or maybe they have no feelings whatsoever for the first 4 days, so they just sneeze and cough anyway, and then the classroom can catch that disease if you have unvaccinated kids. So New York State authorities have traced dozens, if not more, dozens of cases of the potentially deadly virus in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, to one child who got measles on a trip to Israel and spread it first throughout the school, right, and then into the neighborhood. Now, Connecticut House Majority Leader Matt Ritter, now he's the father of two school-age kids, so he's well aware of the dangers of measles and is alarmed about it. He said, people in Connecticut were lulled into thinking that Connecticut schools were safe because the overall vaccination rate is over 96%. So that's good. But he and Governor Lamont called the individual school results shocking. Ritter says, no one saw this coming, not those individual rates. So anyway, working with the school numbers, I did the math here. I'm estimating that eliminating the religious exemption would lift the total K through 12 vaccination rate to 97.7%. That's virtually 98%. The kindergarten rate would climb to 98.5%. And better yet, the low private school kindergarten rate would soar 5 points to 96.6%. Now, Department of Health declined to speculate about my math, okay? No one looking over my shoulder. See if I did the math right, okay?
Use regular pencils, right?
I use pencils and erasers, and I did it over, and I used the calculator. Look, I think my numbers suggest that ending the religious exemption would all but eliminate the fear of a major measles outbreak in Connecticut, and that's awfully good prospect. So, by the way, in New York, Massachusetts, they also post the school's vaccination rates, and of course, they also allow religious exemptions. However, except in areas where there are large outbreaks, so we know New York has done this. If there's an outbreak, the state moves in and mandates vaccinations, mass quarantines. It's even fining people who are refusing to be vaccinated or have their kids vaccinated. So they move in a big way until the health crisis passes. Okay. But the second event in Connecticut that cleared the way for this exemption came from the Attorney General, William Tong. He says eliminating the religious exemption would be legal under Connecticut state constitution. He says the state has reserved the right to mandate vaccinations for the past 100 years to protect public health and safety. Tong said, quote unquote, religious freedom is not an absolute right. It yields to the safety of the child and the public. So, Jill, that's Tong's point of view. And as you can imagine, not everyone agrees with William Tong. So looking at this, taking a step back, 41 Republicans, 3 Democratic lawmakers oppose the ban publicly. They've come out against it. They say it's unnecessary because Connecticut's overall rate is over 95%. That's true, but that argument, I think, is undercut by the survey showing that individual schools have rates as low as 70%. Or 80%. That's awfully low and dangerous. The opponents also say forced vaccination would cause many families to homeschool, and that would effectively impose a financial burden on the families and deprive their kids of a state public education. But the Democrats kind of wave that one aside, too, because they say, look, come on, the state school doors are open to all children unless you decide not to comply with the state public health rules. That carries a lot of logic for me. You got one more group here. This, the small but vocal anti-vaxxers also claim the state is needlessly, quote unquote, inciting panic. I don't see any panic. I think very few people agree with that point of view. So, Jill, while this debate, you know, rages on, and it will go, I mean, the state could move very quickly to pass this law, but the debate is raging on. So the question for our listeners is, local school safety, you know, how safe are the schools? And I'm very pleased to say that I have very good news. Now, I zeroed in on kindergarten rates, and I did that because that's the vulnerability. Kindergarten rates tend to be lower than other rates because of the increasing number of parents aren't vaccinating. So if you're a 10th grader, or 11th or 12th, your parents, good chance that you were vaccinated. But
when did
parents with young children are not vaccinated, so that's why the kindergarten rate is higher.
And when did that – just out of curiosity, when did essentially parents stop vaccinating?
Well, it's a growing movement, and it's picked up steam certainly over the last 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Certainly,
yeah, for sure.
And the kindergarten, and they see, the state sees lower rates of vaccination in the kindergarten because more parents are not vaccinating. Anyway, the state, this is according to the state posted numbers now, right now. The state says the kindergarten rates are over 95% in our area schools or close to it. except for the private New Canaan Country School. The state posted that its kindergarten rate is only 86.4%. Hey, but I got on the phone. I did some reporting. And the school's head of communications assured me that the state will soon correct its figures and report that the school's actual rate is 93.2%. Now, 93.2 is not quite 95, but many experts say 93% achieves community immunity.
Right.
So going by that,
whereas 84 does not.
Yeah. Going by the schools, by the school statistics, New Canaan Country School is fine. It's safe as can be. The state also shows the kindergarten rate for Salisbury Central School at 93.5%. So Salisbury's principal, Stephanie Major, told me the school has only 4 religious exemptions among its 303 students. So you got an overall rate at that school of above 98%. So obviously, that's excellent. And she added, the principal added, that the letters have gone out to the religious families asking them to consult with their doctors and perhaps reconsider because of the measles danger. So she said, look, maybe the families can stick by their religious beliefs for other vaccines, but make an exception for the measles vaccine at this critical moment. So I would say all in all, I would say the state, good old Connecticut, and our local schools are doing a great job of protecting us from the nationwide measles epidemic. And make no mistake about this. This is a nationwide epidemic. We've seen
but remember,
is the highest number of measles cases in 25 years, Jill.
Yeah.
25 years.
Remember that our listening area, which it took me a real long time to figure out, because when I came out of New York, the tri-state area was New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And here, the tri-state area, and it's totally tri-state, and all you have to do is try and make a purchase on your credit card in Sharon and then go to Millerton and watch them block the card. New York. It was 6 minutes. So what I'm saying is Connecticut, that's great, but what about Nueva York, which is just over the line, and what about Massachusetts, which is just over the line?
Massachusetts is okay, but New York is a mess. I mean, we know the big outbreak in Rockland County and this massive outbreak in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which continues. And, hey, that's just, you know, it's just down the road. I mean, take your credit card.
It's just down the road. And by the way, I did read something very interesting. There is, and I can't remember the woman's name. It was a decent article. Thank you very much, whoever wrote it, about how there are, for lack of a better term, on the ground efforts to deal with people who have been misinformed by actual nurses who are in the community and who are able to say, listen, here's the story, Morning Glories. This is not going to hurt. I mean, this isn't going to mess with you, and it's going to make a huge difference. Why don't you consider it? And that is showing better efficacy in conjunction with news reports. But having a real live human or having a doctor that you can ask is creating a positive effect. And I'll leave it there. Tell me about your immune system, though. Like, what about you? Are you still scared to walk around? Because we've got a minute left, and I'm not.
One quick thing on seeing a doctor. See, there was a little bit worry about young doctors who haven't seen measles outbreaks. Yeah, but go to see a pediatrician at the central school. Call the nurse; she's ready for your calls and give you any reassurances you need. Go to a licensed top pediatrician and you'll get the straight stuff on how safe these vaccines are. Okay, poor little me. I had the stem cell transplant. It wiped out my immune system. Along went my protections against measles. So I'm like a 7-month-old infant. So if you're up to 6 years old, the mother will pass on antibodies to you through breastfeeding and in the womb as well. And you'll have protection against the measles. But once you get to about 7 months and then up until you're 12 months, you're vulnerable. The antibodies wear off. But your immune system isn't developed enough to actually take the vaccine and make it effective. And that's where I am. I'm sort of at 7-8 month infant as far as my immune system is concerned. So I walk around pretty carefully these days, Jill. I mean, somebody coughs, I go to the other side of the street. I had to go in for PT, you know, my bulky little back. And people had everybody had to fill out a form, right, saying if they had the sniffles, asking whether they had traveled overseas. Because, you know, there are three cases in Connecticut, all isolated cases at this point, all adults who went overseas, Israel, Ukraine, wherever, and then came back with the virus. Fortunately, they're isolated. They didn't break out into the community, but everybody's nervous about it. That's including, you know, this gym I go to at Hospital for Special Surgery in New York. You know, it's an enclosed space.
And it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
And it's a hop, skip, and a... I can still hop, skip, and jump.
There you go.
So I'm okay.
All right.
I'm okay for now. I'm a little nervous, but I'm okay.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And, of course, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.